It's week 16 on the Astoria Column. The Astoria Column Restoration Project is headed by Marie Libinas of MCL Conservation for the City of Astoria and supported by the Friends of the Astoria Column. The work continues on the Astoria Column. The work on the cupola at the top has been finished. The replacement of cracked and broken window panes was performed by local contractors Ray Bergeson and Katie Rathmel. Northwest Masonry from Portland mended and spruced up the viewing platform and deck at the top. Patching and resurfacing were done in that area. Sections of the original artist Attilio Pusterla's mural were recreated in new plaster made from the original formula. The process included inscribing sgraffito lines into the wet plaster, recreating Pusterla's imagery on the upper southwest levels. These areas are now curing and waiting for paint. Local artist Robert Paulman was hired in July to supplement the painters from Seattle Opera Scenic Studios. Robert grew up on the East Coast and attended the Art Students League in New York City. He studied painting there, concentrating on the figure and portraiture. The many jobs Robert has held over the years are varied but add up to the fine artist he is today. Mr. Paulman has owned and cooked in his own restaurant, worked at Six Flags Amusement Park in New Jersey as a sculptor and mold maker, as well as working for a regional theater company where he painted scenery, worked on large-scale backdrops, and set pieces. Robert can often be found around the Astoria area doing plein air painting, capturing local landscapes. Working on the Astoria Column for him is similar to plein air painting. The elements and the natural light can change very quickly on the scaffold, and the painter has to adjust to the inconsistency, just like working in the open air. Robert generally uses oil paint in his personal work, which has a long drying time. Mr. Paulman's local connection to the Astoria area is his wife Mary Lou. 26 years ago, she owned Jupiter Books in Cannon Beach. 3 years ago, Mary Lou talked Robert into moving to the North Coast to live. Robert Paulman's work can be seen at the Riversea Gallery in Astoria. That's it for this week. I'm Rheta Christie. See you next week. Astoria.